Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel, representing the Brit Am 10 Tribes Movement. The present talk concerns the tribes of Israel and the white race. What race did the ancient Israelites belong to? What physical type did they represent, or what physical type was represented amongst them? So, doesn't really matter in one from one point of view. It doesn't shouldn't really matter. We all have to know what God wants us to do, to get on with our lives, to accept what we are, to go forward. And nevertheless, the people make all different types of claims. We received a letter, it's a short article, titled "Ephraim and Manasseh Are Not the USA and Britain" by Edward Jones. And in this article, Edward Jones claims that Osanath, the wife of Joseph, was an Egyptian. He says that the ancient Egyptians were black people. And when you have the offspring of black people, the children also black, therefore Ephraim and Manasseh must have been black and not white, and therefore the English and the British and the inhabitants of the USA and other nations cannot be descended from Joseph, because they are, on the whole, white people. And he claims that white people cannot be descendants of Joseph, and also implies that all of the ancient Hebrews were dark-coloured people. And this is not a new doctrine, it's a well-known doctrine. It's very popular amongst Afro-Americans. It's known as the African Liberation Theology. Jeremy White, a certain pastor named Jeremy Wright, was an advocate of this doctrine. There's also, for 15 years, the pastor of Barack Hussein Obama. He was their family pastor. He officiated at their christenings. Obama was a frequent participant in their congregation. Obama also gave one of the titles of his book was not of one of the books of Obama was named after the title of a sermon given by Wright. Wright appears on the internet, on YouTube. You can see different talks given by Wright, as he says, God damn America, God curse America, he hates America. He also says that Jesus, the Christian Messiah, was put to death because he was a black man and the white people hated him. And he says things like that, and this is apparently a central theme in the preaching of Wright. And Barack Obama cannot claim to have not been conscious of this, not to have been a passive supporter of this at the very least. He cannot claim to have not known that this was an aspect of the teaching of Wright, because it is a central theme of his teaching. It is what his teaching is known for, and what it all seems to be centered about, this idea that the ancient Hebrews were black people, and the true Hebrews, the true Israelites, are black people. And we disagree with this, because we say that the ancient Hebrews were similar to the Hebrews of today, and the Hebrews of today are to be found amongst the people of Judah, amongst the Jewish people, and also amongst the Lost Ten Tribes, whom we identify with peoples in North America and in the British Isles and in related nations. So that is what we believe in, and we have proof about it, and we have proven it. And people who say the opposite, that the true Hebrews must be black people, must be belong to the black race, as if to say, they are mistaken and they are in error and they are misleading. And we would not necessarily relate to this doctrine, to this false doctrine of the black Hebrews, the black liberation theology, were not for the fact that some adherents of this doctrine are quite intelligent, they're quite well informed, they're not stupid people, and we don't want them to persist in their erroneous path. We want at least to put the facts down, or be on record as having placed the facts as they are, and that those who wished to enlighten themselves, to be certain on this matters, could do so. And that is what we've done. That is what Britam does. Britam proves who the lost 10 tribes really are. We bring proofs about it, and we have biblical research, historical findings, and reports from numerous fields, all of which pertain to the whereabouts of the lost 10 tribes in our time today. And this is what we have done, and this is available on our website with more than 1,000 articles, in addition to our numerous books and publications that also elaborate on this matter. The lost 10 tribes today are to be found amongst Western peoples, especially those of the British Isles, who descend from the British Isles, and those who somehow or other are related to such peoples. The Bible tells us that originally there were three sons of Noah. The first man was Adam the Arishon, the first man, Adam. He gave rise to all of the people of the earth, Adam and Eve. And from them came all the peoples of the earth who sinned, and then so God brought a flood upon the earth and destroyed the earth, apart from Noah and his family. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. From Shem, Ham, and Japhet descend all the peoples of the earth today. Ham was also the father of Canaan. Ham traditionally populated Africa, as well as giving rise to other peoples, such as the Canaanites, living in the Holy Land before the Israelites conquered it from them. And the Bible tells us how Noah got drunk, and he was mocked at by Ham. Ham mocked him, made fun of him, and maybe did something to him, according to different traditions. And his other two sons treated him with respect. He was lying down naked, so they walked backwards and covered him over with their cloak. And they tried to give him back something of the honor that had been taken from him. Ham had not done this. Ham had done the opposite. And as a consequence of this attitude of Ham, his son Canaan, not all the descendants of Ham, but his son Canaan, was cursed. It says in Genesis 9, verse 24, Noah awoke from his wound and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of a servant shall be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant, and God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. So we have Canaan destined to become the servant of Shem, according to this prophecy. Ham, the father of Canaan, gave rise to dark and white peoples. We have Egyptian pictures of Canaanites. Some of them are very dark. A lot of them are dark Mediterranean types, intermediate in complexion. Some of them are quite light. Incidentally, we also have the phenomenon of white peoples, white albino types with blonde hair, blue eyes, and light-coloured skin being born to black African Negroes. This happens. They are termed technically albinos, but that is not a strict description, because albino is not what they really are. Albino is, in other words, not what they really are, and to the extent that albino connotes someone who is a freak, someone who is external. Whereas these white-coloured children who are born to Africans, pictures of them may be seen on our website, Britam, BRITAM.org, Britam. Go to the article on the Israel and the white race, and you will see several pictures of albinoids born to black African peoples, and you'll see that they're quite light-coloured skin and complexion and features, and these are in effect what happens to peoples who live in the north, who live in areas with plenty of cloud cover. They produce a large proportion of peoples with blue eyes and fair hair and light colored skin, as these pictures show. In other words, the potentiality to have blonde skin is endemic. It is intrinsic to the every race in the earth. It is also found amongst Mongoloid peoples, and is also found amongst African peoples. And we also find amongst white peoples apparently the ability to become darker when they live close to the sun, and this can happen, it happens quite quickly. According to different findings, according to DNA researchers, the Afro-Americans, or most of the African Negroes, dark American Negroes, belong to the Y chromosome E3A, and they are black. And we have a related chromosome, which is E3B, and most of them are white. E3B gives rise to Berbers. The Berbers are known for having Mediterranean coloured people, quite dark, but they also have blondes and redheads amongst them. And so too the Arabs and Southeast Europeans, and 20% of the Ashkenazic European Jews belong to E3B. And according to these findings, they are the brothers, they are descended from the same ancestors as the black Negroes of Africa. Now, we may not agree with this. We personally are very reserved about these findings. We are strongly reserved about these findings. And on our website, you will find notes and articles showing why and how we disagree with DNA findings. And we're not saying that you shouldn't necessarily put much store in these findings. But since the advocates of this African liberation theology do at times quote DNA findings in support of their arguments, it is only fair for us also to quote from them and show how DNA findings contradict their claims. And even though we ourselves may not necessarily agree with these findings, but or we may agree with the findings in this case, with great reservations. And more details may be found on our website in articles on this subject. As for black skin, we have black skin amongst African Negroes close to the equator, also amongst Papuans, Melanesians, and Indians, tribal people and Indians, amongst the different tribes in India, and also amongst the whole of southern of India is dominated by the Tamils, an Indian race. Of what could be called European features, but black, dark skin. And so too we all have people in Fiji, Melanesians, in the Papua, and in other places, wherever you get nations or peoples who are close to the equator, you get dark coloured skin, and these peoples are not necessarily related to each other whatsoever. They have the same coloured skin, but they are not from the same racial stock. Being black does not mean that you automatically descend from the same ancestors as other black people. We may therefore conclude that being black does not necessarily mean that the people in question descend from Ham. They may not do so. We have Ethiopians who are quite light colored skin because they have intermarried with people from Arabia and other places of Semitic stock of light-coloured skin, so some of them are also light-coloured. We also have in South Africa, we have Bushmen, Khoisan they are known as, who go around naked, quite primitive people, small stature, primitive in type, but they have a white-coloured skin, or they have a pinkish-coloured skin, or a white, light yellowish type of skin. They are quite light-coloured, even though they live in the same area as black people and they have intermixed with these black people. So we see that living in Africa does not necessarily make a person dark, though it can help. We also see that not everyone who is white amongst the Africans necessarily is white because they have intermarried with the white people. In some cases, they automatically have received this colouring through physiological processes that still have to be clarified, but do exist. They exist, they are there, they have been proven. And what we are saying is that colour can tell us something about race, but it doesn't tell us everything. And even what colour does tell us about race, we have to accept with great reservations. We cannot say that it applies in every case or even in most cases. We can say that it does apply in some cases or in many cases. So continuing with this, what color was the wife of Joseph? Joseph was taken down into Egypt. He was taken down. He was sold as a slave. He was sold as a slave. He became a slave. He was sold to an Egyptian master. The wife of his master tried to seduce him. When he refused to give in to her, he was accused of rape. He was put in jail. Whilst he was in jail, he rose to the head of the management of the jail, as if to say the head of the prisoner social structure. From there, he progressed to become the effective ruler of Egypt. And Pharaoh gave him the daughter of an Egyptian priest to marry. And this woman was called Asenath. It says in Genesis 41:4-5, and Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath Paaneah. In other words, revealer of hidden things. And he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Our Jewish legends claim that this girl, Asenath, was really Dinah, the daughter of Shechem, the daughter of Jacob, or she was the daughter of Shechem, son of Hamor and Dinah. Remember in Genesis chapter 34 tells us how Dinah was the daughter of Jacob. She was the sister of the 12 tribes of Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin, Asher, Dan, and Naphtali. She was and Gad. Dinah was their sister. Dinah went out when they came to the city of Shechem, and Shechem, a person named after his city, and Shechem, the son of Hamor, he was the prince of the city, saw her, took her, and raped her. And then her brothers took revenge from her, and all kinds of Jewish legends of different dates, different periods, saying that Dinah went to Egypt and she became she was in effect the mother of Asenath, who Joseph married. So there are different legends, different variations on these legends. We don't accept these legends, but they're interesting, and we have answered these legends. People are on our list. Some of our people are quite learned, take a strong interest in these subjects. They've sent us quite a lot of questions concerning Asenath, and claiming that Asenath was really from the same family of Joseph. And we've replied to these questions on our website. And we don't think Asenath was from the family of Joseph. That we think that she was an Egyptian, an Egyptian girl, as scripture suggests, implies that she was. The ancient Egyptians were Africans. No one is saying that Egypt is not in Africa. No one is saying that the Egyptians were not Africans. The ancient Egyptians were Africans. Their physical type varied. Those closer to the south, to the Sahara, to the Equator, were darker. Those to the north were lighter. All different types in Egypt. Some according to different findings from Egyptian statuettes and the pictures in color and so on, also mummies. We find Asian Egyptians who were quite dark. We find Egyptians who were very light-skinned, with blonde and blue eyes, and yellow and blonde hair, red hair as well. But these are rare. On the whole, most Egyptians were what is called the Mediterranean type, being an intermediate color, a light brown, one could say, darkish, some darker than others. And this is what most Egyptians belonged to. They were of the darker Mediterranean type. And we may assume that Asenath was also from the same type. She married Joseph. Joseph was of light skin, according to tradition. Joseph looked like someone from the north, according to Midrash. Asenath was not. She married Joseph. They had children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And from Ephraim and Manasseh come people in the north. And these people in the north who descend from Ephraim and Manasseh are the peoples from the British Isles and related nations. The people in the British Isles are quite fair. They're quite light-skinned, but not that much. You find quite a lot of Mediterranean types amongst them, quite a lot of people with brown hair, dark eyes, People who, with a little bit of a suntan and a little bit of exposure to the sun, would quickly become similar to Mediterranean types. Technically, their physiology is that of Mediterraneans, or they are 50%, at least 50% of Mediterranean type. The other 50%, or most of the other 50%, are so-called Nordic type, and even the Nordic type itself is considered a bleached out version of the Mediterranean stock. The physical reality does not militate against the peoples of the British Isles having been descended from Joseph through Osnath. And so that more or less square answers the question. And if you want pictures of ancient Israelites according to Egyptian depictions, you may go to our website and see for yourself how the Egyptians themselves depicted Israelites. We have articles on that. We have reproductions of Israelite pictures. We show blonde hairs, red hairs, and also brown hairs, and also other types as well, darker types. They were all there. They were all present amongst ancient Israelite peoples. We ourselves believe that the first man was a white man. Noah was also white, Ham was also white, and he had darker children. How he had that, we don't know, we don't really care. And we may be wrong. We may be wrong on this case. Who knows? Maybe the early inhabitants of the earth were black. Maybe the early descendants of Noah were also colored, but they became white. This also happens. In fact, it is easier, according to statistics, you get more people having black people. There's a greater chance for a black person to have a white baby than for a white baby to have a black child. Why? Because having a black child means triggering off certain genetic features, setting off a certain trigger that lies dormant, as if to say, within the human structure. But becoming white, a black person having white children, merely means that existing structures become dormant. They settle down. They lay back. They don't work, as if to say, they bleach themselves out. And statistically, this happens more often than the opposite. So it could be that originally the first human beings were darker than white people are today. We don't know. It's worth thinking about. It's worth researching. It doesn't really matter. But for the record, if someone really wants to make that claim, they can do so. We don't really care. As for the correlation between Canaanites and dark people, we don't know. Also, there are Jewish traditions that associate the children of Canaan with black people. Many black people were slaves. Canaan was associated with slavery. So there are Jewish commentary and so on that associates the children of Canaan with black people. But on the other hand, there are also other Jewish traditions that connect the Canaanites with the Germans and Slav races. Even these traditions, as you say, could contradict themselves. We don't know. Many Canaanites were, as depicted by Egyptians, they were of darker types. There were also some blondes and redheads amongst them, as amongst the Israelites. It could be that many Canaanites migrated to West Africa as their own traditions related. Others could have also migrated to East Africa. There are certain it has been claimed that in Uganda, for instance, certain customs of the people are similar to those of the ancient Canaanites. The word for Kenya may relate to that of a Canaanite god named after Canaan. So too the west coast of Africa, known as Ghana or Guinea. There's also now a country of that name, but originally the term Ghana was applied to all of that area. And this word Ghana is similar to Ghanan, the Egyptian word for Canaan. So the possibilities exist, and we have explored them in our book, Ephraim. The Arab word for a black man is Abd, meaning slave. the Arabs made slaves of the black people. The Arabs still keep black slaves. Most African Americans appear not to begrudge them this practice. The Arabs are considered by many Afro-Americans to be the same as them, to be coloured people like themselves. So what do they care if the other coloured people take slaves? They only seem to begrudge the white people, the white Anglo-Saxons, the practice of slavery. Slavery now is practiced in Africa. Black Africans practice slavery amongst themselves. The Arabs enslaved black people. They always did. Slavery was stopped by the British with the help of the USA and the help of other European nations such as the Danes. The British stopped the practice of international slavery. What was done to stop the selling of black people overseas was done by British ships according to British legislation. The British Empire caused the cancellation of the slavery practice. Before then, the British themselves had kept slaves and made slaves of black people. They also made slaves of Irishmen, of Scotchmen, of English royalist rebels. They enslaved these people and sold them overseas to the Caribbean to work in the plantations. Not only the British, but all European peoples, and they kept slaves at some stage in the early times. The Romans were built on slavery. The Roman Empire was built on slavery. Slaves of white people, enslaving other white people. The early Germans had the practice of enslaving Slav peoples, the Slavs, the Poles, the Russians, the Czechs, the peoples of the Balkans. All these are Slav peoples. The term Slav is said to be derived from the German for slave, because the Germans would make slaves of them. And so we should recognize this, that historically not only black people were made slaves, but also white people. And those who stopped the practice of slavery were the Anglo-Saxon, English-speaking peoples. The white people stopped slavery, and they still today are the ones who are most against slavery. And we're not saying that slavery is a good practice or that slavery was justified. We're just saying that if you want to condemn people for slavery, you should condemn everyone who keeps slaves. You should condemn it in general. You should not condemn it in a prejudiced matter. You should not use it as an excuse to condemn the white Anglo-Saxon nations, because they were not the guilty parties. They were participants, but they were also products of their age and of their time. And at that time, slavery was accepted, and it was practiced, and they practiced it along with everyone else. But they also stopped its practice. They stopped it when everyone else continued to practice it. They stopped slavery. We, the Israelite nation, stopped the practice of slavery. We now come to the question of racial prejudice. Racial prejudice is a natural phenomenon. It even exists amongst animals. Even animals, different groups of animals, different tribes, one could say, or subsets of animals in the same species, are prejudiced against others, against other tribes, against outsiders. This is a form of racial prejudice. Different sections or subspecies of animals don't let other peoples from other subspecies mate amongst themselves, or they try and drive them away. This is racial prejudice, and racial prejudice is a natural phenomenon, and it exists everywhere. I myself am white. Was married once. I may get married again. If I get married again, I would, if I have a choice in the matter, I would prefer a white woman similar to myself. It's always good to get married to someone similar to yourself. But if it should chance that the Almighty would send my way a woman of a different color, and I was shown that this is what the Almighty wanted me to do, this is the one for me, I would marry her. But I would not recommend that other people also married people of different colour. I would be against it. I know this sounds hypocritical, and so that is, what can you do? People are hypocritical. No one is perfect. Moses himself married a dark woman. We have an article on this on our website. Moses himself married a dark woman. He married a Cushite, probably a Negro black woman. And Moses was condemned for this by Aaron and Miriam, the two greatest people of his generation. His brother and his sister condemned him for this, and because of that, God condemned them. And God cursed Miriam that she should, that her flesh should turn white, shining white as in leprosy. And only when Moses prayed for her was she healed. And so she was told, if you think being white is so good, you will be white, super white, and see what you feel, what it feels like. So God himself in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, condemns the racial prejudice based on color. So we should be aware of this, that it's not an easy thing to be prejudiced against people just because they are different from you, just because they are a different color from you. And you should not prejudge people, and you should not condemn other people. And miscegenation, meaning the mixing of races, may be a bad thing on the whole in general, but you know, at the individual level there may be justification for it. Should be very careful and very reserved how we approach this matter. But we should also face up to reality, know what reality is and what reality says. And we know, according to reality, that coloured people can be just as prejudiced as white people. They can be even more prejudiced. Coloured people hate each other sometimes, and a light-skinned person, a light-skinned coloured person thinks himself better than a dark-skinned coloured person. Or a dark-skinned coloured person resents a light-skinned coloured person. In Japan and India, they have caste systems with darker people in the lower rung and no way of raising above it. Miscegenation may not necessarily be a good thing in every case or even in general. Nevertheless, it exists, and it is not something to be approached lightly. Physical differences between different races exist for a reason. And a white person who marries a Chinese woman, after the first baby, the second children that come after that, there will be often genealogical problems because of difference in their physical structure. And this is known, this is documented, this is not something that I am making up. You can look it up on the web, you can ask about it, you can read about it. So there may be reasons why races, people from different races, should try and stick with their own kind. But nevertheless, from a religious point of view, we have to own up. The Bible says nothing against mixed marriages on racial basis. It even seems to condemn Miriam and Aaron for having spoken against Moses on this matter. The Bible is against mixed marriages, but the Bible gives a reason for why it is against it. The Bible is against mixed marriages for social reasons, not for racial ones. Deuteronomy 7:3 says that you shall not take marriages with them, meaning with the Canaanites. Your daughter shall not give unto his son, nor his daughter shall you take unto your son. For they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. You should not take people from the heathen, because they are liable to turn your children or their descendants from your daughter away from following after me. That is what the Bible says. In the case where this does not exist, where this eventuality is not there, there is no prohibition against intermarriage on the whole. And even now, in Judaism, anyone can convert to Judaism from any race, from any people. In the USA, there are quite a few converts to Judaism of Afro-American origin. You see them here and there in the synagogues. They're not an overwhelming number, but they are. They exist. They're also not that such a minority. They are around. I read an article about these people, and they say that in many cases they encounter mild forms of prejudice from their fellow Jews. This especially holds with the children. Little children don't understand things. They don't understand why people are different colorings and so on. They can be prejudiced against each other. They will say nasty things against each other, and this can hurt young people. And for this reason, the percentage of children to converts, to Jewish converts, remain Jewish amongst coloured people is only half that of converts of white origin. In other words, a convert, someone of a coloured person who converts to Judaism and has children, only 50% of his children, not only 50%, he has only a 50% chance that his children will continue to be Jewish. Mainly because of their they're coming up against prejudice in the Jewish community against coloured people. So we have to acknowledge this, we have to say that it exists and own up to it. The world is imperfect, and we cannot change all the world according to how we would like it to be. In many ways, every day we have to face up to the fact that the world is not as we would like it to be, and we have to some degree at least, we have to accommodate it and live with it, and direct ourselves according to the reality before us. On a personal level, I myself had friends who are of dark African origin. They helped me on several occasions. A friend in need is a friend indeed. A better neighbour nearby than a brother far away, says Proverbs 27:10. And I've been helped and have been shown good friendship and good brotherly love by black people. And at the time when I needed this help, I accepted it and was not going about to let racial prejudice prevent me from accepting this help that I needed it. And I only hope that if the situation was ever reversed, that I would be man enough to also extend help to those of a different colour who needed such help from me as their neighbour. Okay, so this is what we have to, this is a reality, this is also true, this is also the bottom line, this is also something that we have to take into consideration. People in the army, they work together with people of other races, or people in the police force and so on, and sometimes it works out well, sometimes it doesn't work out so well, and there are many cases it does work out well. In such cases, a person accepts the help, accepts the expressions of brotherhood that he finds amongst other people, and when it works out well, has to be accepted, has to be owned up to. This is what God wants you to realize, that other peoples of other races, of other colors, are also good people and also can help you, and you can help them, and God wants you to work together with them. On the other hand, there are many statistically, there are many eventualities where black prejudice against white people comes into play. Most black Africans, Americans, prefer their own kind to white people. Some of them hate all white people. They also commit crimes against white people, against themselves more, but even so more also against white people. They target white people. And they comprise a problem, and this problem, well, it's not going to go away through wishful thinking, through love and charity. You know, you need another approach. You need another approach, and this approach also must be aware of reality of what the real situation is. So we have, as if to say, these different apparently contradictory aspects of the subject before us, and we don't really want to draw conclusions. We leave the conclusions to you, to whosoever you are. May God guide you to reach the right conclusions. The black Africans come from Africa. They were taken as slaves from Africa, and it was prophesied that the Lost Ten Tribes would do that. The Lost Ten Tribes would take slaves from Africa and bring them overseas to their own land. And this is one of the, and this is what they was done when the North Americans, or people acting on behalf of the North Americans, took African slaves, took them in chains, and took them overseas to their land in North America. Isaiah 45 verse 14 says, "That which comes to Egypt by the Suez Canal, the trade of India and of the Sabaeans of Negro Africa shall come over the sea unto you. They will be yours in chains, they will come unto you." Now this verse is based on Isaiah 45 verse 14. And it's based on an appreciation of the Hebrew in the light of commentaries. If you want more details on this verse, go to our website. Go to our biblical proofs, see the biblical proofs entitled Cyrus or Kairos, C-Y-R-U-S, and you will find an explanation of these verses. that show that it was prophesied that Negroes from Africa would come to North America, and in the end times they will recognize that the Lord God of Israel is the God of North America, is the God of the people of America, and that is, and they are the lost 10 tribes of Israel, and he wants them to acknowledge this, to acknowledge his godness, his godship. There's no other God. Truly you are God, as it says in Isaiah 45 verse 15. Truly you are God who hide yourself, a God of Israel, the Savior, the Savior. So we have seen from what we have discussed that being black does not necessarily mean that you descend from any particular race, though there is an overlap between the color and different peoples. It may be that many black people descend from Ham. It does not necessarily mean that it must be that way. White people may also descend from Ham. We also know that a person is born in the situation they would have chosen to be born in, knowing the options that were open to them. You were born as you would want to have been born. We are what we are because our souls agree to us being that way. We have a task in life. This being who we are most suits us towards fulfilling this task. The tribes of Israel on the whole, as far as we can tell, belong to the white race. This does not mean that we may automatically conclude that someone who's colored does not descend from Israel. We are saying that some of the white race, not all of the white people, but a portion of the white people, descend from the tribes of Israel. They are the lost 10 tribes of Israel. We also acknowledge that many colored people may also be descended from Israel. They may be descended from Judah or from the lost 10 tribes of Israel. We don't know. The option is there. The possibility is there. We do know that the lost 10 tribes are concentrated among certain Western peoples. Most of these peoples are white. And therefore, we may conclude that the lost 10 tribes on the whole are also white. That is our conclusion. An individual who feels part of Israel but is not white should nevertheless identify with one or other of the Israelite peoples or with Judah. He may ask God Almighty to show him the way, and God will show him. As he will show all of us, he will tell us the way in which we must go. He will direct us. He will save us. He is our final answer. He is our justification. He is the one who cleanses us. He is the one who elevates us. He is the one who guides us and tells us what to do. And sometimes we just have to accept who we are and do as well as we can. And God will always help. He can always, in the same way as Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav said, if you believe that things can get worse, also believe they can get better. If you believe that you can make things worse, believe also that you can improve them. You can always make things better than they are. God wants you to do as well as you can to make things much better than they are at present, according to your abilities. Believe in this and God will help you. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting, Israel.